Chinese President Xi Jinping will attend a virtual summit on climate change today at the invitation of U.S. President Joe Biden. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin says the Chinese president will deliver a speech at the event.
China hopes the summit will serve as a favorable platform for exchanges and cooperation on global response to challenges posed by climate change, promoting full and effective implementation of the Paris Agreement and jointly advancing global climate and environmental governance.
The U.S. president invited dozens of world leaders to join the two-day virtual summit starting on Thursday after bringing the U.S. back into the 2015 Paris Agreement. Last week, U.S. climate envoy John Kerry traveled to Shanghai to meet his Chinese counterpart Xie Jianhua, marking the first high-level visit to China by a Biden administration official. The two sides agreed to work together on the implementation of the Paris Agreement. China's seen over 200 million COVID-19 vaccine doses administered nationwide. National Health Commission spokesperson Mi Feng says authorities have taken into account the demand for the second dose in the allocation of vaccines locally. The spokesperson has urged local efforts in precise vaccine distribution and supply to ensure that people get their second dose within 8 weeks following the first one. China's prioritized COVID-19 vaccination for medical workers since last year. So far, the vaccination rate among health workers has exceeded 80%. Mi Feng says that as new variants of the virus continue to emerge, China still faces challenges in preventing imported cases and domestic resurgence. The U.S. Justice Department is opening a sweeping investigation into policing practices in Minneapolis. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland made the announcement after former officer Derek Chauvin was convicted for George Floyd's killing.
The investigation I am announcing today will assess whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of using excessive force, including during protests. The investigation will also assess whether the MPD engages in discriminatory conduct and whether its treatment of those with behavioral health disabilities is unlawful.
He says the investigation will also look at the department's handling of misconduct allegations and assess the department's current systems of accountability. He adds that if a pattern of unconstitutional or unlawful policing is found, they'll seek a federal court order forcing the department to make changes to avoid further violations. Japanese residents with tickets to the Tokyo Olympics may not know until weeks before the Games if they'll be allowed to attend them. Fans from abroad have already been barred, and on Wednesday, Organizing Committee President Seiko Hashimoto said a decision on venue capacity may not be made until June. Hashimoto had previously promised that decision this month. Japan's, you know, new wave of virus cases. Osaka and Tokyo are expected to come under new emergency orders this week. European Union officials have unveiled proposals for regulating artificial intelligence aimed at reining in high-risk uses of the rapidly expanding technology. Draft EU regulations from the EU's Executive Commission include rules for artificial intelligence used in some risky categories. The proposals also include a prohibition on the use of live facial recognition technology on crowds of people in public places. According to the EU, Europe will become the first continent to give guidelines over the use of artificial intelligence.